great singing all night long. You can't go wrong singing about the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. 75 years ago, all over these hills, people believe there's only one God. Anybody still believe that? 75 years ago, all over these hills, people believe there's only one way to heaven, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody still believe that? Amen. Anybody still believe the King James Bible is without error? Pure and perfect Word of God? We believe that. Yeah, I'll tell you what else we believe. We still believe that when a boy is born, he's a boy. And when a girl is born, she's a girl. And that boy stay a boy his whole life. That girl stay a girl her whole life. We still believe that. We believe men marry women and women marry men. That's what we believe. We believe sin ought to be in the closet. And God's people ought to be out in the streets. That's what we believe. That's what we believe. Now, I know it's not as popular as it used to be. But if I read my Bible, right hadn't always been too popular. You'd have taken a vote in Noah's day. The majority said there wasn't going to be a flood. But there was a flood. You'd have taken, if they'd have done some polling down in Sodom and Gomorrah, the majority would have said the fire would never fall. But it fell. It fell. If you'd taken a poll in Jerusalem and asked if anybody thought that man would show up again 3 days later, even his own disciples didn't believe it. But up from the grave he arose. Amen. I'm telling you, I wish our country didn't have a reprobate mind, but it does. Our nation, the nation, has a reprobate mind. But I thank God we still get together with people that know Jesus Christ as their Savior, sing His praise and preach His word and fellowship. Listen, we used to take church for granted. And we'd wonder, we said, why they called us a sanctuary? We know now. We know now. I'm telling you, don't you thank God you can come to place without cussing and swearing and lying and stealing, people messing around? I thank God for the church house. Praise the Lord. And we still believe everything they believed 75 years ago when they started this meeting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we've had some preach against some things lately that they didn't have to preach against back then. But if God's not for it, we got to be against it. And if God's for it, we got to be for it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be in a place they still know the difference between a choir and a sissy praise and worship team. Amen. I'm glad the songs still aren't afraid to say Jesus in them. Stop telling me about he and him and that guy. Name him. Name him. Imagine getting up to sing about Jesus, me ashamed to put his name in a song. We're going a long way in the wrong direction. God helping us. Our church going to stay right. Your church going to stay right. God helping us. God helping us. And we'll be the majority when this thing's over. Now, it'll take a rapture and a great tribulation and a great white horse and all that. But we'll be, you'll see. You'll see. We'll be the majority party one day. Our king's going to take over the whole thing. Amen. So it's all right with me. And it won't be an election. Be a takeover. Be a takeover. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, man, I think the greatest thing ever happened wrong in our country is a stolen election. I'll tell you something I think is worse than that. Thinking it wasn't stolen. I mean, that'd really be bad. There's a lady down our way. She is so angry with her father for voting for Joe Biden. She hadn't visited his grave in a year and a half. She may never put flowers on that grave again. So. Do you know something? There ain't a thing, there's not a thing that Ahab could do to stop Elijah. There wasn't a thing that Caesar could do to stop the gospel. And there's not a thing that any government can do to keep every promise of God from being fulfilled. Amen. When all the dust is settled, heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will not pass away. It'll stand the test of time. Praise the Lord. All right, I got two sermons tonight. Y'all are hot, but this is springtime in Florida. So we're doing fine here this evening. Mark chapter number 4. Mark chapter 4. two sermons from one passage. The first of these sermons is for those of you that are here tonight because you like gospel singing. You're here tonight because you like something unusual. You're here tonight because you're being nice to your family or your friends or a coworker invited you. And I'll tell you something we still believe. We believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And without him, you're going to wake up in a devil's hell. And so I want all you that are not saved tonight, you know who you are. You know who you are. You tell people you're saved so they'll stop bothering you, but you know who you are. And I want you to hear the first sermon, and then you can get in on this thing. And the second sermon will be for you because I'm going to talk to the saved people in the second sermon. Mark chapter number 4, verse 35. The same day, when even was come, he saith unto them, this is Jesus talking, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind of the sea obey him? Father, help me tonight to preach the word in the way that you'd have it preached. Help me to say what you want said in the way you'd have it said. Father, give these lost people ears to hear, and give the saved people a heart to receive your word as well. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. All right, I want to tell you something, Mr. Lost Sinner. There is another side. This is not all there is. There's more to this thing than work and paying bills and building your house and mowing your yard. There's more to this thing than raising your family and retiring and then hitting the nursing home and dropping dead. There's another side. There's another side. And I'm telling you that Jesus Christ, he initiated this. The whole idea was these men didn't come to Jesus. I'm no Calvinist. These men didn't come to Jesus and say, Would you take us to the other side? He came to them and said, I'm going to the other side. Would you like to go with me? I am going to sail from this side to the far side. I would like to take you along. Would you like to go with me? Now I'm telling you something. There was a day came when I believed the gospel. Hallelujah. But there was a gospel for me to believe. And there was a day came when I called on Jesus for my salvation. But there was a salvation there for me to receive. And there was, listen, I'm telling you, God started this thing. It was God's idea to save sinners. It was God's idea to send his son. It was God's idea to shed that blood. And I'm telling you, if you are here tonight and you're not saved, God wants you to be saved more than you want to be saved. God wants to take you to heaven more than you want to go to heaven. Jesus Christ wants to rescue you from hell. If you don't even believe in hell, Jesus wants to rescue you. And I'm thankful tonight, and I bet I got a building full of people tonight back me up on this. I'm glad Jesus one day said to me, Would you like to live in a better place than this? Would you like to go to the other side? I'm traveling that way. I'll take you with me if you're willing to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're here tonight, I'm going to tell you something. Your drinking won't get you to the other side. Your dope won't get you to the other side. Your pornography won't get you to the other side. Your internet boyfriend won't get you to the other side. There's only one person gets you from here to there, and that's Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But he'll do it. He'll do it. He's ready. He's willing. He's able. Now, there's three things you got to do. I know. Just hang in there. Don't watch Brother Joe's face. I don't know about this guy. Don't listen. Just listen to what I'm about to say. The only way you can get saved is to call on the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. I know that. You know that. We've all seen a lot of people. Don't get cross with me. We've seen a lot of people walk an aisle. We've seen a lot of people pray a prayer. We've seen a lot of people sign a card and never seen them again. So let me tell you something right here, what the Bible says. Jesus said, I will take you to the other side. But the first thing they had to do is part company that multitude they'd been hanging out with. You are not going to get saved wondering what your friends think about it. You're not going to get saved wondering what your family's going to say about it. You're not going to get saved long as you wonder if that girlfriend's going to throw you out. You're not going to get saved long as you think about those people on your job making fun of you. You have got to come to the place where you are tired of that multitude. You're tired of them dragging you down. You're tired of them making fun of the gospel. You're tired of them hindering your pursuit of holiness and righteousness in Jesus Christ. Just forget that mocking. Forget that criticism. Forget that laughter. And tell them to hit the road. They want to stay here, they have to stay without you. They want to miss heaven, they have to miss it without you. Listen, I thank God for the day when I realized my friends without Jesus was the wrong way to go. My crowd without Jesus was the wrong way to go. My reputation among the lost without Jesus was the wrong way to go. I'm thankful for the day I found a desire in my heart, if need be, to send away the multitude and get on board that ship with Jesus. Somebody tonight needs to get over what daddy thinks about religion. Somebody tonight needs to get over what a spouse thinks about religion. Somebody tonight needs to get over your fear of being made fun of on that job, the way you make fun of Christians on that job. You need to tell that multitude, forget it. I'm walking up that gangplank. I'm getting on that boat. I'm going to the other side. There's a second thing you got to do. They took him. I know that's real profound, isn't it? That's real deep. They took him. I'm so tired of knocking on doors and having people tell me what church they belong to. Church don't sail across this water. Tell me they sing in a choir. Tell me when they got baptized. Tell me about the money they gave and the good deeds they did. Those ships don't sail. You understand? You want to get to the other side? You got to take him. You got to take him. Man, we've been driving up here for years and years. We've been coming up here. We are amazed at how big the church buildings are. We're amazed at how beautiful the church grounds are. We're amazed at how many different kinds of churches there are. It's just amazing. But I'm going to tell you something. That church building is not going to get you out of hell. The baptistry in that building is not going to get you out of hell. The membership role in that building is not going to get you out of hell. You got to take him. You got to take him. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Even them believe on his name. Amen. We turned Baptist into one more religion. You saved? I'm a Baptist. I didn't ask you that. Are you saved? When did you take him? Well, I've always been a Baptist. When did you take him? That's what it says. He's in that boat. You say, I like that boat. It ain't about the boat. You say, I like the sails on that boat. It's not about the sails. You say, I like the rudder. It's not about the rudder. I like the paint job. It's not about the paint job. There's a man on that boat. And you are not setting foot on that deck unless you acknowledge he's the captain of that ship. Amen. He's not looking for somebody to sail that boat. He's not looking for somebody to handle the wheel on that boat. He looked at somebody kneel right there on that dock and say, I want you. I want you. They took him. Amen. Well, there's one more thing in that verse. Listen to me, sinner. Listen, I don't dislike. If I disliked you, I wouldn't tell you about hell. If I didn't love your soul, I wouldn't tell you about a place where people cry out for one drop of water. I wouldn't tell you about a place of burning, conscious, fiery torment. Amen. That's right. Let me tell you something. If people don't talk about hell, they don't care nothing about you. That's right. Most people under this roof tonight got saved because they did not want to go to hell. And you'd be wise to join them. So let me tell you the third thing right here. It says, he sent away the multitude. That's what they had to do. And they took him. Now wait, we're not done. Even as he was. This Jesus that wasn't the creator of the heaven and the earth can't save your soul. This Jesus wasn't virgin born, can't save your soul. Listen to me. This Jesus that's a brother of Lucifer can't save your soul. This Jesus, just a man. He's the best sinner of all the sinners. He can't save your soul. The watchtower Jesus can't save you. The bicycle boy Jesus can't save you. The man in the fancy dress in the pulpit can't save you. That dead Jesus you eat every Sunday morning can't save you. You can't make up your own Jesus. Your church can't make up its own Jesus. Your religion can't make up its own Jesus. Your denomination can't make up its own Jesus. You better take this one. You got to take him as he is. He's the virgin-born creator. He's the sinless Son of God. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the everlasting Father. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. He's the good shepherd. He's the door. You keep that sissy Jesus. Amen. That Jesus lets you come to church, put on your skinny jeans and sing your rock music, and he never preaches against your sin. He never says something about you shacking up. He never says anything about you committing adultery. That Jesus can't save you. He'll leave you in your sin. Amen. The Jesus of this Bible, he is judgmental. He is narrow-minded. But he'll let you in. He'll let you in. You just got to quit trying to conform him to your image. I'm tired of these preachers putting up their fingers, seeing which way the wind blows, changing Jesus into the current trends of the day. Jesus is not a pervert, but he'll save perverts. Jesus not a liar, but he'll save liars. He's not a thief, but he'll save thieves. He's not a drunkard, but he'll save drunkards. You don't need a Jesus just like you. You don't need a Jesus just like you. You don't even need a Jesus that likes what you're doing. You need a Jesus that can get you out of that mess. You need a Jesus that can get you to the other side. Too much. Preacher, stop listening to the criticism. Stop listening to the people that leave your church because they can't stand the preaching of the Bible. Don't let them influence you. There is a Jesus that saved your soul. We drove by a place today, said, "This is not your granddaddy's church." Well, my granddaddy's in heaven, so I don't want that church. They got one down in our way. This is not your grandmother's church. My grandmother's in heaven. Then I don't need that. Listen to me. They sang about that blood tonight. I want to walk in a church that has blood in the hymnal, blood in the doctrinal statement, blood in the pulpit, blood in the seeker's room dealing with the unsaved man. This Jesus didn't shed his blood for sinners. He can't save you. Amen. You got a Jesus stands after a national tragedy and holds hands with the ministers of this God and that God and this goddess and that goddess and no God at all. You got the wrong Jesus. That Jesus you got, he's going to set up an idol in a temple and fool the whole world. You want to get saved tonight? God will save you from all your sin. The choir sang about it. He'll give you a home in heaven. The choir sang about it. He'll wash you in his blood. The singers sang about it. But you have got to stop trying to get in on the group plan and the family plan. You got to send away the multitude. And you got to quit trying to get him to take you. You got to take him. And you got to take him like he is. Now I got to say one more thing, and I got to preach to these saved people. There arose a great storm of wind. Now listen to me. We know the Bible, so we're in on a little something. We've been saved for a long time. We're in on a little something. There are storms coming in your life like you cannot imagine. There are storms coming in your nation like you cannot imagine. There is a storm going to sweep this world like you cannot imagine. Now listen to me. The Bible says in that port, there were other little ships. There's lots of boats. Hear me. Hear what I'm about to say. Please, hear me. If all you want to do is stay in port and be comfortable until you die, you can get on that Masonic Lodge ship. Is that all right? Is that all right? You can get on that liberal modernist ship. You can get on that thing. Amen. You can get on that Unitarian ship. Hear me. You can get on that Rotarian ship, that Kiwanis ship. You can get on a dance club. You can join a softball team. And I'm going to tell you something. You can get an AA. Just take your pick. Every one of those ships is nice in the harbor. Good insurance, good friends. Make you feel better about yourself. Have some potluck dinners. Maybe even meet a gal and marry her. Go square dancing together. But there ain't one of those ships can sail through the storms that are coming and get you to the other side. There is only one ship with Jesus on it, and that's the only boat going to make the far shore. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Don't go out of here and say, I said lodge people going to hell. I didn't say that. Don't go out of here and say, I said club people going to hell. I didn't say that. Don't go out of here and say, I said church members going to hell. I didn't say that. I said, if all you got works in the harbor and won't sail you through the storm to the other side, you're going down. You're going down. You're going to sink. You better look around that club and say, is Jesus the captain of this ship? You better look around that thing you're a member of and say, Jesus, captain of this ship. You better look around that church you belong to and say, is Jesus, captain of this ship? Because when that storm hits, there's only one boat going to get from here to there. You better hear me. Now, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to shift gears here. Everybody here that's saved believes in what's called the rapture of the church. Is that right? And 75 years ago, everybody here believed the rapture of the church could be at any minute. And then some people started watching things on the internet they shouldn't watch, and now they're, you know, planning for things they don't need to be planning for. But that's... I got a wife. If somebody wants to beat her up for 7 years, or I could get her in the car and leave, we're leaving. We're leaving. Now, if you're Jesus going to let somebody beat you up for 7 years and come back and say, how are you doing? Help yourself. Mine's getting me out of town. Mine's getting me on an ark before the rain falls. He's getting me out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the fire falls. And he's getting me out of here before whatever it is you're worried about. And that shouldn't, because every one of these men believe that. They did. And I ain't found anything in here to make me change my mind. So we'll just stay with it. So anyway, here's what. So if the rapture, that's what we call it. If the rapture is going to happen in the next 5 minutes, we're all going to go to the other side, and you're going to be left here in a boat that sinks. You understand? So here's what, forget, okay, it's raining.
What's that?
It's raining. Just listen, don't let the devil pull you, listen to me. You can go to heaven if you will trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you don't trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will go to hell, and you might die tonight, or we might get raptured tonight. So if I was you, I would get up right now and come to this altar and let somebody book you passage on the only ship going to the other side. That's what I'd do if I was you. Right now, I'd do that right now. Father, if there's a sinner here tonight that needs to be saved and the Holy Ghost is speaking to their heart, right now, Father, right now. Draw that one to Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, now, Christian. Come ahead, sinner. We can deal with you and preach at the same time. Verse number 37. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Everybody here tonight's been saved 10 years or more would stand and back me up and say, I did not know that was going to happen. I did not think God would let that happen. There's not a pastor here who wouldn't stand up tonight and say, I never thought God let that happen in our church. Christian, listen to me. Jesus didn't say, get on the boat that doesn't sail into the storm. He said, get on the boat that holds up in the storm. Amen. He didn't say, get in the boat that never gets tipped with the wind. He said, get in the boat that never gets tipped over. He didn't say, get in a boat that never gets in the rainstorm, that doesn't ever get full of water. He said, get in a boat that can't sink. Praise the Lord. You know, they say that amazing grace. We sung that so many times. How come we keep singing that song so many times? I'll tell you why. Because the first few years after you're saved, you say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And that means all the world to you. But after a while, you know what? You can't wait to get to that verse. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Grace has brought me safe this far. And grace will lead me home. Praise God. I'm telling you, storms come. And that storm came and they said, it's okay, Jesus is here. But then the wind kicked up and they said, it's okay, Jesus is here. And then the rain picked up and they said, it's okay, Jesus is here. And then the boat started filling up with water. They hadn't planned on that. They hadn't planned on that. You hadn't planned on that hospital trip, had you? You hadn't planned on that death, had you? You hadn't planned on that thing happening to your family, had you? You one of those, you read that tract, three things to do to raise perfect children, and you did all three and you didn't get perfect children. Amen. You never thought God would let that sorry man split your church. And when you ran back to where Jesus was, he wasn't even paying attention. Can you hear it? Can you still hear me? They ran back to Jesus. He was ignoring the wind. He was the wind that scared them. He was ignoring the waves that were terrifying them. And they were crying out to him, and he was ignoring them. You understand what I'm saying tonight? I'm telling you, saved people sail into storms, and Jesus knows all about them, and you think he doesn't. And Jesus cares, and you think he doesn't care. And Jesus doesn't get up as fast as you think he ought to get up, and he doesn't stop the storm as fast as you think he ought to stop the storm. And you say, you've said it. Master, carest thou not that my wife is dying? Carest thou not that my husband is dying? Carest thou not that our church is falling apart? Carest thou not that I can't get well? Carest thou not that my children are tearing my heart out and stomping it on the ground? Lord, don't you care? And let me tell you why you got to get the right Jesus. Because there's a Jesus in some of these churches. The minute you start thinking like that, he picks your sorry self up and throws you overboard. You listen to me? Jesus turned to those men and said, how is it that you had faith enough to get on this boat, but now that you're on this boat and this trip isn't going the way you thought it would go, how is it? You see what he said? No faith. They completely lost their faith in Jesus in a terrible storm. And he didn't throw one of them into the sea. He did not cast one of them into the deep. Christian, do you hear me tonight? You will not get saved until you put your faith in Jesus Christ. But once you do that, you will not get to the other side on your faith. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And the life that I now live, I live, listen, by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, sometimes I get so scared. I mean it. Sometimes it gets so dark. Sometimes that the storm is so great and I have to go back and read the contract again. And it says, all passengers guaranteed to reach the other side. Praise God. Praise God. Are you listening to me tonight? We don't believe in eternal security because we're Baptists. We believe in eternal security because we have no other alternative. My faith has failed more times than I would ever want to tell you. My heart has filled with more doubts than I would ever want to confess to you. So many times I have gone to the one I trusted with every fiber of my being to save my soul and said, I don't know if you even love me. I don't know if you even care about me. I don't know if you even know I'm still here. And you know what he does? He stirs a little, fluffs his pillow, and just finishes his nap. Because he knows we're going to the other side. Sometimes I'm not so sure, but he's always sure. He's always sure. On behalf of people who had lost all their faith, he said to the wind, that's enough. Settle down. On behalf of men that were questioning his judgment, he said to the waves, that's enough. Calm down. Now some of you have been fishing all your life. You know all about boats. You know every kind of boat there is. There's one kind of boat that catches bass and another kind of boat that catches this and that. Here's what I know. When a boat is full, it sinks. Those sailors came to Jesus and said, the ship is full. Let me tell you something. Your captain, he knows when the ship's full, not you. Not you. It just so happened in Mark 4, they could take more than they thought they could. They could get through more than they thought they could. They could handle more than they thought they could. You'll be surprised you get through this storm. You'll be surprised that Jesus gave you what it took when you didn't know you had it. You'd be surprised that after you stopped praying and after you gave up and after you despaired even of life, that Jesus just kept that old boat on course. You see, you didn't help him launch it, and you don't help him sail it, and you won't help him land it. All you need to do is just get on that boat. And sometimes you can enjoy the sunset, and sometimes you can enjoy the calm seas, and sometimes you can scream and yell for dear life, but you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Praise the Lord. There are men here tonight could turn to their wife right now and say, did we not think we were going down? There are people here tonight could turn to their parents and their children and say, did we not think we were sunk? Some of you pastors, you never thought your ministry would survive what happened. And here we are tonight. Not because of our great faith. You know that. Not because of our extreme confidence in God. You know that. But because when he was ready, he stopped the storm.
I'm on to help you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've been on board this thing since 1976, and there have been some rough seas. And every time I get through a storm, I say, God, I'm sorry. Next time I'll handle that better. I've never handled one better. My faith has gotten no stronger. I believe every word in this Bible until I need to. I'm just being honest with you. That boat gets tipping like this. I think it can't, but it gets back up. And that boat gets so full of water, we bail and bail and bail and bail. Finally, just, and Jesus, that's all right. It's all right. Now, it couldn't have been too full if he's laying there asleep on a pillow. He doesn't have gills. He don't have scuba tanks. They thought it was full. He knew it wasn't full. You think it's full. He knows it's not. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you, if I believe that, just go out and sin. You do go out and sin, so drop that argument.
If I believe that, I just go out and live however I want to. You do live however you want to. So let's just drop that argument. Listen to what I'm saying. If your faith had to get you to the other side, you couldn't get out of the harbor. Your boat gets full in a hurry. There's more in your boat right now than you can bail out with the buckets you got. He's not underwater. He's doing all right. He didn't say, come on, fellas, help me get this thing to the other side. He said, come on, fellas, I'll take you to the other side. Psalm number 65, I want to read this to you. Psalm 65 says, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. Unto thee shall the vow be performed, O thou that hearest prayer. Unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Aren't you glad when sin gets a hold of you? You got a Savior whose blood cleanseth us from all sin. Aren't you glad of that? Now listen. By terrible things in righteousness with thou answerest, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves.
Hallelujah.
You know, I told you, you got to have the right Jesus. A prophet can't calm the storm. A great teacher can't calm the storm. A good man can't calm the storm. The only one can calm the storm is the Lord God Almighty. Psalm number 65. Somebody stood up on that boat and said, boys, I don't know who you think I am, but watch this. Wind, stop. Waves, settle down. And if anybody there had been reading Psalm 65, they'd have said, I think that's the Lord. Because that's who it was. The one that makes the ocean can tell it what to do. And the one that makes the wind can tell it what to do. But you know how that verse finishes in Psalm 65? And he didn't just still the waves. He didn't just calm the wind. It says, and the tumult of the people. You know what Jesus did for them? What he's done for you 20 times. Wind, settle down. Waves, settle down. And you, settle down. Settle down. If I can stop a hurricane, I can stop your heart from fluttering. If I can settle a raging sea, I can put peace back in your living room. Thank God. I'm so glad, Christian, listen to me. I'm so glad I don't have a Jesus that makes us walk the plank when our faith fails. I'm so glad I don't have a Jesus that ties a millstone around us when we lose our faith and throws us into the depth of the sea. Mark chapter 4, I'm almost finished. Hey, sinner, you want to reconsider? He's mighty good. Mark chapter 4, he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Has God not spoken of that to you time and time again after you got out of the storm? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? You know why every church needs people in at 70, 75, 80, 85 years old, been saved since they were children? They've learned to fear God more than they fear the storm. You know what those men learned? The one we need to be afraid of is that man right there. Verse 35. I'm going to read it again. The same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Is that what he said? Is that what he said? Chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side. Everyone that got in the right boat, everyone that trusted the right captain, got to the place where he said he would take them. Hallelujah. You know why we sing with confidence songs about heaven? Not because we believe we've stacked enough boxes to climb on to get us there, but because one day we got on the old ship of Zion, and the captain of that ship, the Lord Jesus Christ, said, if you'll just get on this boat, I will get you there, come what may. I wonder tonight, if somebody would stand this evening and say, I'm a Christian, I am saved, and I have sailed into a storm where I said things about Jesus I regretted later, where I doubted God in ways I'm ashamed of now, where my faith failed. Would anybody tonight stand and admit that? Come on, just anybody, come on. Got to be all over the building. And how many of you would say tonight, and I am still saved by the marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he did not throw me overboard when my faith failed. He did not cast me out in my hour of weakness. What a captain. What a savior. Saving grace, but keeping grace. Saving mercy, but keeping mercy. A long-suffering God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, preacher, the one that's brought us safe this far, he'll take us all the way to the other side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's sing Amazing Grace.